It's Wednesday, and here in Michigan, it's the third Wednesday that we have school called off due to weather. This time, it's an ice storm. Last week, we had severe cold, and the week before, we were hit with snow. I commend our superintendents for the tough decisions they have to make regarding our students' safety. I'm glad that I'm not sitting there in their seat having to make the decision whether we have school or we don't. I know that their primary thoughts are on our children and their safety, and they're left with the weather forecasts, the Department of Transportation talking about how our roads can be cleared or spread with salts to get the ice off. It's gotta be really stressful, and I know they work together in conference calls to make sure they make the best decision in regards to having school for our county and everybody across our state. So first off, thank you, superintendents, for the hard job you do in making sure that our students are safe when making these tough decisions. I know as a parent, it is tough waiting for that call or no call. You have to make arrangements, you have to make plans, but we also have to remember that school is not a daycare provider. Sadly, our society treats it that way. It is a place where students are to get educated, and we want to make sure that everyone can make it to school safely. Sure, a lot of our students can get rides from parents, or they can get there safely, but we want to make sure that the students who don't have rides, that need to walk, that might not have adequate clothing, are warm and safe, just like everybody else. Now, the tough calls also, when we have school in weather conditions like these, we might not make the state required number of attendees. That's why they do a great job of collaborating in districts in the area so that one school doesn't have school and the other school does, because that would make miscommunication tough for our parents. And if it also makes parents maybe think about which school district they choose in this world of school of choice. Instead of looking at education, they're looking at whether or not they call school often. I think as parents, we have to support these people. I'm tired of the negativity I see on social media where people complain when we do have a weather day, and they also complain when we don't. That happened last week on Friday. People were saying it was still as cold as the previous 2 days. It was a little less windy, and the temperatures were better, and it got better throughout the day. But then on Monday, before that last week, before the storm hit, I saw people complaining because it wasn't snowing fast enough for them. Let's remember that our superintendents are thinking about the needs of our students, thinking about what's best, and thinking about making sure that we get enough students in school that we can actually make it worth teaching. Because as a teacher, having a class that's half full means that I have to spend a lot of time catching different students up when everybody else gets back. Winter is really tough for teachers because not only do we have snow days, we also have flu season and other ailments that come about. And we have parents who choose to take deals on vacations, so they're pulling their kids out whenever they see fit instead of waiting for the district provided breaks. This is why we probably need to think more of a system that takes learning off a clock. We probably need to be innovative with our school that allows students to learn at their own pace, that allows students on snow days to learn at home if they so choose, but also gives the flexibility that if they want to take a break, they can just take a break, because sometimes we all need that mental health break. So on this wonderful ice day here in Michigan, let's remember that this day was brought to us by superintendents thinking about safety. Let's remember that school is not a daycare provider, but school is there to provide the best education that your students can get. And let's remember that we need to continue moving forward and thinking how we can be innovative so anytime a student may miss school, that they can catch up and not feel left behind. Have a wonderful day and stay curious, my friends.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.